Good evening. My name is Stephen O'Sullivan, and I'd like to share my testimony with you. I grew up in a Christian home. I was always in church on Sunday and Wednesday night. I was in Sunday school being taught the Bible, but I was still a sinner like everybody else. From a very young age, as I began to understand more of what I was being taught, I had questions, and in the few months leading up to the night I was saved, many of them were in relation to heaven and hell. You may have noticed that at the bottom of an escalator where the flat bit separates into the steps, you may have noticed a red or green glow shining through the cracks. To show you how much I was thinking about heaven and hell, one day at the shops I noticed the red glow, and it came to me that perhaps that was the fires of hell. And I asked Mum, "Is that hell down there?" But she assured me that it wasn't. It was a Monday night, July 2005, and Dad was at the Bible College opening night for the start of the second semester. I was at home with Mum and baby Jeremy. That night I began to talk to Mum, and she went through the Gospel with me. Though I'm sure I would have heard it before that night, the Spirit of God must have given me full understanding, because then, after we had finished talking, out of the sincerity of my heart, I confessed my sins to Jesus Christ. I acknowledged his payment for them on my behalf and asked him to save me from them, receiving his salvation. Since that night, I began to grow spiritually. However, at times I did doubt my salvation. Since I was saved, a few months before my 4th birthday, and it is unusually young, but I believe that is when I was saved. However, I remember one time when I was 10 years old, and I really doubted that I had been saved at the age of 3. It was during the Sunday morning service, and in the offering, I began to think, what if I'm not saved? I knew for all have sinned, and that the wages of sin is death, and to die without Christ would be to spend all of eternity in hell. So I prayed again, asking Jesus that if I wasn't saved, save me then. But I believe that it was at the age of 3 that I was saved, and that this was an attack of the devil planting fear and doubt in my heart. Since then, I have grown more as a Christian and been taught more and I've been helping out in different ministries in the church, but some people would ask me, how is it that if I was saved so young and brought up in a godly home, I wasn't baptized sooner. Well, the reason is Dad thought that since even though I was saved, my parents had no way of knowing for sure. So Dad thought it was better to wait until I was older for baptism, because if I had just said what I knew you were meant to say and not actually meant it, when I was older, the fact that I had already been baptized would hinder my realization that I was unsaved. It would be to me and others a false assurance of salvation. So Dad told me just to wait, and I did, and pretty much forgot about it for a few years until I outgrew one-digit numbers, and that was very exciting. But then I began to wonder, when will I be able to get baptized? At that time, I didn't fully understand what baptism was. It wasn't till a couple of years later that the penny dropped, so to speak, and I finally understood baptism properly. Up until then, I had assumed that Dad would just announce to me, "Now you're 12, it's time to get baptized," or something like that. But baptism isn't a set and scheduled thing. It doesn't have to be done at a specific age or time after salvation. It only has to follow salvation, and it comes before membership in the church. Baptism is a picture, not a part of salvation. Romans chapter 5 talks about the grace of God in pardoning our sins for those of us who are saved through Christ's gift of that salvation through his death on the cross. Then chapter 6 goes on to say in verses 1 to 4, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." We see here that baptism isn't just a picture of the gospel, which it is, Christ's death, burial, and resurrection to pay for our sins. It pictures also that we are dead to sin and the law, that we are buried with Christ and raised up again with him into a new life, the Christian life in which he is our Master and Lord because he has bought us. Once I understood this, I asked the Lord when he wanted me to be baptized, and in his perfect timing, he said to me that it is time. I'm being baptized today because it's the next step of obedience, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 41. And I would like to take that step and follow our Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you.